This week on the Silver and Black Show, Jim and I look back on an exciting 2016 season. We revisit some of our more memorable interviews on the show, and we look ahead to what's in store for the Raiders in 2017. All that and more on the Silver and Black Show, starting right now.
The Silver and Black Show.
As I told them in there, I said, this is just the beginning. We're just getting started. We need to learn from what we feel, experiences that we had throughout this year, both good and bad, and learn from it and go forward, ready to do more.
Today, the NFL playoffs begin in Houston, Texas, with an AFC wildcard game between the Oakland Raiders and the Houston Texans.
Hey, man. Where you at, Coop?
Hey, man. They say it's do or die. Y'all know what we got to do. Come alive, man. Come alive on three. One, two, three. Come alive!
This group's resilient enough to overcome it all. We owe it to ourselves to go out there and put the best version of us we can on this field. You understand? You're cheating everybody else if you don't, so you might as well do it.
Hey, have the man beside you, man, and know that he got yours.
Yes, sir.
I mean, no matter what happened, man, we always got each other back. We ride together, we die together, man.
Hey, man, welcome to the playoffs, baby. They say win or go home.
Playoffs, baby.
Playoffs. The importance of doing your job is what it's all about. Just focus on doing your job. We are here because we've earned it, and we deserve it. And we've got a good team, man. All we got to do today is go out and be who we are and do what we do.
You're the visitors. What's your call?
Hands.
Hands is the call. Hands is the call. It is hands.
Defer. Defer.
They're going to run wide. Coming left, getting the edge easily. Lamar Miller, touchdown, Houston.
Shane Leckler punts. Richard comes off the big hit and keeps on going across midfield. And Leckler, the punter, shoves him out of bounds.
Gary, what?
Hey, how you get that thing started?
I'm up for it.
Let's go. We started with that return, baby. Let's go.
As you can see, guys, you get that tempo, that's what's going to happen.
And a big hole. Latavius Murray breaks the tackle of A.J. Boyer. Some poor tackling hurting Houston.
They give it to Murray off the right sideline. Great block by Rodney Hudson. Touchdown! Raiders! Boy, they're right back in it again.
Give you fouls to go. Come on, man.
Second and goal to go. Play action. Throw. Touchdown. Play action. They roll the quarterback right. They take Griffin away. Osweiler will run for the touchdown. Here's Cook throwing for the end zone. Cook. Touchdown. Andre Hall. Brock Osweiler beats the Raiders today, and they advance on. 3 seconds. 2-1. The season is officially over.
Raiders. Back. We're just not back where we want to be yet. We made it, won 12 games. I'm proud of you guys. I'm proud of every guy in here. A lot of effort throughout the year, a lot of commitment, a lot of sacrifice, okay? We came up short. We didn't earn enough to advance. But we are heading where we need to be heading. And this is just the beginning. Come on in here. Let's break it up one last time. Here we go. Raiders on three. One, two, three. Raiders!
A tough way to go out. Welcome to the Silver and Black Show. I'm your host, Nicole Zalumas, alongside two-time Super Bowl champion Jim Plunkett. And Jim, that's not how we wanted to end the season. But let's look back at that game in Houston real quick. What was your assessment of it?
Well, you know, they had some tough circumstances, obviously, without Derek Carr, without Donald Penn. Made it very tough on that offense to begin with. And, coming in with a quarterback who hasn't had a start in the NFL, it was a very tough challenge for that young man as well. So it put our offense, in a big hole. Defense, I think, played as good as they can play. But they were just under some very, very tough situations with field position in particular. But, all in all, it was a very fine year for this Raider team and organization. And, they made it to the playoffs for the first time in 14 years, and that was big.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the loss to Houston, but just look at the body of work from this season. Right. And there were a lot of bright spots. Let's, because it's award season, hand out some hardware a little bit, go through different categories. What would you say is the biggest win?
I think the biggest win goes back to the Denver game during the regular season. At a time when they really had to make a statement, they did at home against, you know, a tough Denver football team. Especially at that point in the season, mm-hmm. Denver was playing extremely well, and they kind of faded towards the end. But to me, that was the biggest statement that the Raiders made all year.
And it's always fun to see Jack Del Rio go up against the former team that he coached over there. Your MVP of the season, have to choose one.
No, I think it's Derek Carr. You know, he had a fabulous year. He could very well wind up being MVP of the league. As far as I'm concerned, seven comebacks. Just played exceptional football for that young man. Took care of the ball. Not many interceptions, not many sacks. Just a phenomenal year by Derek.
Yeah, and the heart and soul of this team. Final one here, the biggest surprise player. Who stood out to you this year?
Well, there are a lot of players who did stand out, but I think Jalen Richard stood out the most to me as far as the special teams effort went as the punt returner. He came up with some incredible plays to put the offense in good field position. And out of the backfield, he did some extraordinary things, running the football, picking up yardage when they thought he was going to be stopped. I was very impressed with his attitude, his effort, and the way he played. So that's who I'm most surprised by.
Yeah, it was fun to watch the entire ground attack this season for the Raiders. Well, there were a lot of special moments on the field. There were also some special moments here on the show. Coming up, we look back at the best from the Silver and Black Show. Speaking of your son, Braden, if you had to choose one guy in this team to babysit, who would that be?
Probably Khalil, because he probably had him doing push-ups or something crazy to make him look like him.
Turn him into a specimen.
Exactly.
The Silver and Black Show is brought to you by Hawaiian Airlines. Hawaii starts here.
Who has more swag? This is my favorite question of the five. Sean Smith or Jack Del Rio?
Oh, you win.
Sean's got the smile, but Jack has those throwback leather jackets.
Sean too cool. I like Sean. He come in the building with his shades, Ray-Bans and stuff on. I think Sean got him on that one.
Yeah, if you can wear sunglasses inside, then you definitely have more swag.
I was like, dude, take them off. I mean, you inside the building now. I say it's all right.
One of the funnier exchanges here on the show. This season not only provided many exciting moments on the field, but also some memorable ones in the studio. Let's take a look back at some of our favorites. Couldn't ask for a better guest as we kick off the season here on the Silver and Black Show. Well, if you didn't know Jalen Richard's name at the start of the season, you definitely do now. Welcome to the show. It's your first time here, and look at you, all smiles. You're always smiling when we see you.
You have to, man.
You came in and fit right in immediately.
It was kind of the perfect situation for me, so I'm glad I made the right decision.
They added a lot of key pieces to the defense.
You know, the additions that we added this year, I think everybody had high expectations, you know, for the Raiders, and we just stayed focused and played our game, and I feel like, so far we've been matching those expectations.
You mentioned last season to where we are now. We knew that the turn would happen with this team. What's the biggest difference?
The turning point was gelling together.
You know, we have great players all across the board who are capable of making plays.
I just think really just the energy, man. And I think the energy that the guys have, you know, the way that we come to work, the way we prepare.
We're going in the right track. We're heading up a hill, and, we got a long way to go. But we're working hard, and our work's starting to show with these wins.
Someone that's making an impact all season long, Derek Carr.
DC.
Oh, my
MVP.
Gosh.
Man, I get so happy talking about Derek. Man, he's such a hard competitor, hard worker. I mean, you guys don't know he's one of the first guys in, one of the last guys to leave.
I think he's just been taking on that leadership role to an all-time high.
Loves to come in and compete, loves his job.
He likes Kobe Bryant, and so he got that Mamba look on his face throughout the week. You just look at him, he got that focus in his eyes, you know what I'm saying? Kind of scare you a little bit. I say that a lot, but it was kind of like, man, this is
all right. All right, we have some business with our top five questions. This is where we get to have some fun. We always start off with a favorite athlete.
My favorite athlete growing up.
There's no bias, but I grew up a Charles Woodson fan.
LeBron James.
LeBron James, still?
LeBron James.
You do know where you're living right now.
Ray Lewis and Ed Reed.
I have to say Magic Johnson.
Michael Jordan.
Did you have like the full getup, the sweatsuit, the shoes, everything?
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, growing up, my pops, he wasn't really trying to get you no Jordans or none of that. He gets you something that'll get you by.
Favorite emoji to use while texting?
My favorite emoji, the one with the smirk. Like, not a smile, not a frown, just like the one little, like the little smirk.
The side eye.
The side eye?
Yeah.
Which one's that?
The little one that gives you like
It's like,
okay,
did you really,
the shady eye, not the winky face kiss. That's not yours. You have a big smile, so I would think it might be the smiley face emoji.
Probably be the glasses emoji.
The glasses. What does that mean? I love asking you guys the emojis because it makes me feel hip.
I think it just depends on the context you use it in.
Best athlete on the O-line.
Oh, you're looking at him, Donald Penn. Hands down.
This guy.
If anybody
like
says anything different, they're lying.
Speaking of your son, Braden, if you had to choose one guy on this team to babysit, who would that be?
Probably Khalil, because he probably had him doing push-ups or something crazy to make him look like him.
Turn him into a specimen.
Exactly.
It was a fun year with the players, and we look forward to another one next season. Up next, we reveal some of the top plays from 2016 and also hear from the Raiders on what to expect for the 2017 season.
I think the Raiders brand, their global silver and black, speaks volumes. I think the country's glad to see the Raiders back in prime time where they should be.
Atención, ahí está Carr con la mano, saca un pase largo, largo, está solito. Amari Cooper a la yarda 10, a la 5, a la zona de anotación. Touchdown, Raiders!
In a year with so many unforgettable moments, it was hard to narrow them down. Here's our list for the top plays of the 2016 season.
Low snap from Hudson, quick throw out left to Amari Cooper. Blocked by Roberts, cuts inside, 20, touchdown, Raiders! Here's Mariota back, a blitz by Carl Joseph. Mariota going to roll out right, he can run 20, and he did not go feet first. He fumbled the ball
Raiders
on the 24-yard line, and the Raiders may have it, they do!
I'm going to get it, boy!
Carr throws wide open, Jameis Alawale breaks a tackle, he may score, 30, 20, look at the big fullback go, touchdown, Raiders! There's Derek shotgun looking right, going to lob one for the end zone for Crabtree, he caught it inbounds, touchdown Raiders, he gave the touchdown. Jalen Richard straight ahead, back pedals the hole, breaks free, 40, he may go, he's gone! One guy can catch him, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Raiders! They boot like Derek Carr, who lob it for a touchdown, caught by Donald Penn! The former Tampa Bay Buccaneer comes back to Raymond James to score a touchdown! Carr in the gun, 2x2, Derek low snap. Derek looking. Derek going to lob one for the end zone for Crabtree. Did he get both feet down? Touchdown! Raiders! Carr in the gun. Richard to his left. Amari has that outside leverage there against Williams. Going to go right though for Crabtree for the end zone. He's got it! He's got it! Touchdown! Raiders! On a fourth and two, they go for the end zone. Newton in the gun, slot left, Olsen runs an out cut, they fake that, they spread, intercepted by Khalil Mack, touchdown, Raiders, touchdown, Khalil Mack. Derek Carr in the gun, Cooper goes in the right slot now, Washington out wide right, and three go left, Amari Cooper is being covered up, now they're showing blitz. They're going to bring to Levante David. Carr throws. Catch Seth Roberts. Breaks the tackle. He's gone. 10, 5, touchdown. Raiders. A walk-off from Seth Roberts to win the game. Carr out of the shotgun. Looks left. Throws a lob for Michael Crabtree. Caught it. He caught it. He caught it. The Raiders have the lead.
My top play from the season, it's hard to top Khalil Mack's Week 13 strip sack fumble recovery against the Bills. There's no denying that 2016 was a turning point for this franchise. The core is in place and the plan has been set. So will the Raiders take the next step in 2017?
The silver and black are back!
Surpassing expectations was the name of the game for the Raiders in 2016.
Stay together, fight for each other, do whatever it takes.
I know I'm gonna get it all from you. Let's win!
Carr going to throw a lob wide open. Amari Cooper got it. Touchdown! Raiders!
These are the games we live for. We live for times like this.
After going 12-4 and heading to the postseason for the first time in 14 years, the Silver and Black have established a new era of greatness.
The Raiders are in the playoffs.
Hashtag return to greatness, baby.
The Raiders are one of six teams in the National Football League that people go, Raiders are playing. And you watch it.
I think the Raiders brand, their global silver and black, speaks volumes. I think the country's glad to see the Raiders back in prime time where they should be.
Well, the amazing thing is that they were relevant and a threat and a team that everybody viewed as a viable Super Bowl contender.
Play for each other today. Play for each other today. Leave it all out here.
We don't blink, man. We don't blink, man.
You saw it come in, I would say, probably 2 years ago. The change in the culture of the style of play and everything that the Raiders were known for had changed. And a lot of that credit obviously goes to Reggie McKenzie as well as Jack Del Rio to get things different. But I think they're a year ahead of the curve, which is good. I mean, anytime you could be a year ahead of the curve on what it is that you were trying to get done, I think everybody would take that and run with it.
Even though many consider them a year ahead of schedule, the team is already looking to build on the success of one of the most memorable seasons in the books.
They are going for two in the wind. Throws a lob for Michael Crabtree. Caught it! He caught it!
I'm super excited, obviously. We got, you know, we should have a good majority of our guys back, and we're going to add pieces just like we do every year. I'm going to work my tail off to be better next year, you know, and that's the mindset our whole team has.
We want more as an organization. Our goals are higher. A lot of really good things are going on. So we want to build on those, recognize where we need to be better, and there's several areas we must be better in. Roll up our sleeves and get busy.
Family on three. 1, 2, 3. Family!
It's hard not to be optimistic about the Raiders' future, but talking about it won't be enough. As Coach Del Rio likes to say, no let up. Coming up, Jim will join me back at the desk to look ahead at what he expects from the 2017 Raiders.
And one of his quotes that I saw, I didn't talk directly to him, but he said, you know, I'm making this team into a team for the long haul. Mm-hmm. It's not just one and done, but we're going to be good for a long time.
Time to look ahead. Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Nicole Zalumis alongside Jim Plunkett. And Jim, as we stated earlier, the Raiders have a very bright future ahead of them, but they also have some needs. So let's take a look at the offseason. What would you say are their biggest areas to improve?
Well, there are probably a few that need to be improved quite a bit, as a matter of fact. But I think the defensive line, we need a better pass rush. We have to get to the quarterback. Got to put pressure on him. I can't let him double-team Khalil Mack all the time without Aldon Smith. That left the other side, you know, at a little weaker area for the Raiders. And also, you put on a good pass rush, defensive backs play better because they don't have to guard their guys as long. So, you know, they go hand in hand. So, you know, I would say stiffening up that defensive line, especially with a pass rusher.
The defensive line, did they not gel as much as you thought that they would? Did they just need more time together?
Well, I think they played, you know, very well at times. You know, they did give up a big plays in crucial situations. But all in all, I thought as the season progressed, so did the defense. They got better as the game went on. They just don't have, you know, the pass rushing capabilities that some other teams do. And what you need in this league today, you got to put pressure on that quarterback. Make him throw when he doesn't want to. Hurry up his throws, you know. If it's not Khalil Mack, it's very few other players that get to the quarterback.
Well, on the other side of the ball, looking at Derek Carr, it's hard to find any faults there for number four. Obviously, we're waiting for him to get healthy, but looking at his body of work this season, what could he improve on for next season?
Well, you know, you always think you can improve no matter what sport you're playing. You know, if you shoot 70% from the field in basketball, you want to shoot 75. And I'm sure Derek Carr feels that way. He wants to make better decisions, quicker decisions, come up with bigger plays during the course of a season. That's just the mentality usually of most quarterbacks and most, you know, most professional athletes in general. You know, they want to improve on what they did last year. It wasn't good enough. Plus, if he hadn't gotten hurt, you know, he wanted to get all the way to the Super Bowl. And, you know, I'm sure that's his goal. I know it took me 10 years just to get to a playoff game, never thinking I'd ever get there after my start in the NFL. So, you know, I mean, that's his goal. He's going to get healthy, get back on the field, and improve his game in whatever he thinks needs improvement.
Jim, I think we all expected Derek Carr to take that next step this season. I don't know if we predicted an MVP-type season, but we really expected him to improve. What was the under-the-radar player that you're looking at this season that you really think might break out in 2017?
Well, there are a lot of young players who contributed mightily to this football team, and I think Carl Joseph playing in the secondary, one of the guys that Reggie McKenzie brought in to help improve this football team, and I think he has.
You mentioned Reggie McKenzie. I mentioned earlier in the show it's award season, and it looks like some Raiders might be in line to get some hardware. Yeah. Reggie McKenzie, how special would that be for him to get GM of the Year?
I think it would be a tremendous reward for him after all he's done with the hard start he had, with the salary cap issues that prevented him from bringing in some of the players he wanted to, but eventually he's got some of the players that he wants and needs on this football team, and that would be great if Reggie McKenzie could be, you know, selected as Executive of the Year. I think he's done a fabulous job. And one of his quotes that I saw, I didn't talk directly to him, but he said, you know, I'm making this team into a team for the long haul. Mm-hmm. It's not just one and done, but we're going to be good for a long time.
And one of those pieces, Khalil Mack, he might be in line for Defensive Player of the Year.
And he well-deserved. He's been an awesome player ever since he stepped foot on the field a couple of years ago, and he's just done a phenomenal job. He's got to be double teamed most of the time. He comes up with big plays, either a strip sack, a sack, intercepting the football. He does it all, and I think he certainly deserves being Defensive Player of the Year.
Jim, I know it was a tough loss in Houston, but you just look at this season, and there seems to be so much optimism in the locker room with the fans. I mean, you finish 12-4. You make the postseason. There's a lot of high hopes for 2017.
Yeah, there certainly is. And one of the first things that I got after the game, after the loss in Houston, was a text from a friend of mine saying that, you know, I know they lost, and they didn't have Derek Carr. They didn't have Donald Penn. They're missing a few other key ingredients. But he said, for the first time in a long time, I've got hope for this football team, because I think everybody's really enthused about the way they played this year, the things they accomplished on the football field, and everybody's looking forward to next year.
With the new year comes a lot of hope, but what about you personally? Any New Year's resolutions? I have a feeling it's going to center around a different sport.
Yeah, pretty much, you know. Still working on my golf game, folks, but eventually, I'm going to get there.
It's always a work in progress.
It is.
Well, Jim, it was a pleasure. Thank you for joining me
Enjoyed
all season long. That is going to do it for this final edition of the Silver and Black Show. On behalf of Jim Plunkett, Chris Townsend, Jack Del Rio, and Lincoln Kennedy, I'm Nicole Zaloumis. We'll see you next year.